Any updates on those structures off the coast of Cuba?
Well, I last talked with Paulina Zelitsky when she was in Havana. She was the Russian oceanographer who had discovered these back in, gosh, it was May of 2001. And at Earth Files, I've done about a dozen reports on this with her and with the geologist, Dr. Iteraldi. And the last time that I did an interview with him and with her was back in September of 2003. They were both in Havana at the time, and Dr. Manuel Iteraldi is a geologist at the National Museum of Natural History in Havana, and he had become very interested in the fact that the side scan sonar that Paulina Zelitsky was able to get showed a lot of 90-degree angles, and that is not something that you just see every day in the a half mile down in the ocean.
That's
and this
true.
Is, yeah, a half mile down off the western tip of Cuba. Well, another thing that really impressed Dr. Iteraldi is that the sonar images, in terms of measurements now, and I'll give them in feet, the sonar images on these rectangular structures were 492 to 656 feet in length and about 164 to 328 feet in width. That's huge. And what Paulina had proposed to National Geographic and was still under discussion up till 2003 was that they would get a robot made that could go down and drill right into one of these megalithic structures and see what it's made out of. And this is part of the fascinating mystery. Dr. Iteraldi, in looking at the videotape that was taken by Paulina Zelitsky's equipment underwater, thought or thinks that it looks like granite. Well, here's the problem. There is no granite on Cuba. Cuba is limestone, similar to the Yucatan.
Right.
If they went down to these structures, which do look so perfectly 90-degree rectangular, and they got granite, well, it would be like, I think, finally a headline on the New York Times that something a half mile down off the western tip of Cuba, this size with 90-degree angles was made of granite. Where would it have come from? How could it have been moved there? There's no indigenous granite. All of those were these wonderful questions that Paulina Zelitsky thought that National Geographic would take on. Last year, I called National Geographic because Paulina had given up for lack of money to do any of this on her own.
Oh, what a shame, huh?
Yeah, that was the big problem. And she went to do more oceanographic work off of Mexico. And out of interest, I followed up with the National Geographic people that I had talked to off and on over the last 5 years about this whole megalithic possibility. And they said that they had decided, National Geographic had decided not to pursue the story at this time. It wasn't a closed issue. So today, as we are ending 2006, it still remains one of those huge mysteries, a half mile down in extremely cold, extremely rapidly moving water off the western tip of Cuba, and these tantalizing sonar and radar that are absolutely amazing. And she sent me a videotape that she had, in which the video camera is moving underwater with a light. And there, I'm looking at them right now in my September 2003 Earth Files, in which you've got truly rounded. It looks absolutely formed, granite-like rock. It looks as if like something that you would find that had been made for some sort of a building. And there was a squared-off large block of granite amid these megalithic structures, and there is one where it shows, it looks almost like a totally perfect 90-degree corner on one of these megalithic structures underwater, and in one of them, there is what appears to be, and I'm looking at a video frame, and it seems to be a kind of V-shaped pattern. It is not like something that is totally interpretive.
Right.
It does seem to be a V-shaped pattern that loops at the bottom, and the questions that were raised of by Paulina Zelitsky and to National Geographic and others, is this a carved symbol? If it is, and if there are other of these symbols on these megalithic structures, then this is like a huge, gigantic find. If these turned out through coring with a robot to be natural mineral or marine life deposit that just happened to look like a kind of symbol that has been found in Etruscan and other ancient cultures, that would be really a fluke. And so the answer is, from 2003 to 2006, nothing more has been done, and the mysteries are as profound now as they were then.
Do these structures, Linda, look like they're intact or like they could have been dumped in there?
Oh, no, they're so huge. It is. I know what you're asking. How could anything this large end up on the bottom of a half mile down?
Yes.
If they had fallen, it doesn't make sense, right? And this is something I talked with Paulina Zelitsky about long ago. And she and Dr. Iteraldi, the geologist in Havana, what they suggested is a possibility without knowing. If these are structures, it is a possibility that on that, if you look at the map, for example, I have it Earth Files that shows exactly the area off the western tip where these megalithic structures are, it's not very far to the tip of the Yucatan. And there has been all kinds of speculation about there once being a land bridge there. And if there had been a land bridge and there had been some gigantic seismic event, then maybe an entire section of land containing these gigantic 90-degree cornered structures might have literally sunk down, a subsidence. This has happened maybe not this deep, but there have been examples in the planet where there's been known seismic events and some structures have sunk like an elevator. The thing about this is it's just so deep. And I think that's been one of the big questions. And as the National Geographic person said to me, to operate that deep and that water is that fast and that cold, and knowing that they would have to get this drilling operation to work, sort of arguing almost against the project was, how could anything structured this large be down that deep? Well, that's part of the mystery. What if they are structures?
Well, we got to get the guy who was went down and looked at the Titanic. I wonder if he'd go down there.
I think that there were discussions with him about this. And why exactly there has been so much interference and the inability for Paulina Zelitsky to get financing in place that would make a robot and be able to go down there or get cooperation by somebody, I think it was Ballard.
Robert Ballard.
Yes. That I'm not sure, because none of us know exactly what all of the considerations are by Ballard in the work that he's doing now and what Paulina Zelitsky, and here's another big consideration. 5 years ago, when this was first discovered, Fidel Castro was a healthy man. And Paulina told me that they had been given strict instructions as she and her husband operating out of Havana, that whatever was to be discovered in this megalithic site, as they refer to it, was Cuban.
Yep.
What it was to be for the Cuban government, for the Cuban natural science. They did not want any other scientists coming in to work there, and that, again, might be one of the problems.